Sweet. The second rule.
It says, the second, a persons who are going on a 10th sleep, purifying their sins and rising from good to better in the service of God our Lord, the method is contrary to that in the first rule. For then it is proper to the evil spirit to bite, sadden, and place obstacles, disquieting with false reason, so that the person may not go forward, and it is proper to the good spirit to give courage and strength, consolations, tears, inspirations, and quiet, easing, and taking away all obstacles, so that the person may go forward in doing good.
So this is of a person who's... This is talking about the second rule, and then from the second rule, we can kind of facilitate the rest of the rules. Is kind of what St. Ignatius sets up here. So this is the person that is...
Moving towards God.
Yeah, going towards the sun, going towards the rays of light, going towards love. And so intensely purifying their sins and rising from good to better in the service of God. So that's the orientation of one's life. So no longer are they going from sin to sin to sin.
Mm-hmm.
Their trajectory of life, not that there isn't sin, but their trajectory of life has now changed because they've woken up to the fact of, I want to respond to the good spirit of the first rule, mm-hmm. and not the enemy. So they've woken up to that, and now they're turning into, what is it to continue to purify myself in the pursuit of God with his help. So it's the exact opposite of one rule one. Mm-hmm. This is rule two. Rule two, the evil one, and we're talking about the first rule, like you're amongst friends with these essential pleasures and delights and apparent proposals of this and using our imagination. The evil one is now spirited behind us. And so when I'm aware of what's going on in me, he saddens, he bites, mm-hmm. places obstacle, disquieting with false reasons.
Mm-hmm.
So like, no, yeah, go for it.
Yeah, so he'll say holiness is impossible. That's his mantra. So you notice when you go pray, you're tired. When you go pray, when you don't hear Jesus, you're ready to quit, right? So he's all about making the holy things as something bad, and suffering is bad, so just stop. Just quit. Right? Go back to what you know before. Like, why are you wasting your time?
Sins will start speaking to us of, oh, then this is what happened in Ignatius's rule and in our life, and in St. Augustine's rule. Mm-hmm. Oh, you'll never have us ever again.
Yep.
You're going to leave us forever. You'll never be happy without us, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You won't have the fullness of life. And so there's this, that's that disquieting false reasons, like the evil one just, mm-hmm. and then we start spiraling in that if we pay attention to that.
Mm-hmm.
He saddens, he places obstacles.
Yep.
Like the obstacle of, like, I don't really want to go pray.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's a really, I want to go towards God, so my life choice is going mm-hmm. towards God, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't feel like, and it's not that I can't go pray.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that I don't have time to go pray.
Correct.
It's that I'm just lazy.
I don't feel like doing it at the moment, yeah.
And the evil one takes that and then prolongs it to, oh, you know what? I'm tired. I'm just going to go to bed now.
Yep.
Because I didn't go pray all day because the evil one was accusing me of that all day.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all the evil one wants to do is that stops the person from moving forward. So he's the father of lies. He's always going to lie. So to not make us move forward.
But look at how the good spirit works, right? Like, let's say you're able to get past those initial lies that the evil one feeds you, and you're like, okay, Lord, I got it. Like, help me to be faithful. So the Lord does. Those who are striving, he'll give you those golden nuggets of consolations, like those inspirations. Like, even though you're tired, you remember back when you did go to prayer and how everything worked out. So that's what you're hanging on to as you fight through those emotions and those desires. Or sometimes you feel inspired to pray for certain people. These are all little encouragements that God gives to you in telling you, you are doing a good job. Keep going. Don't stop now, right? Yeah. More graces will follow. That's what the Holy Spirit does. And the good spirit in this case, he builds you up, he encourages you, he heals you, and he pushes you closer to God.
Right, so he gives courage, strength, consolation, tears, inspirations, quiet, and easing away all obstacles so that the person may go forward in doing good. So just that whole sense of responding to the good spirit and accepting what the good spirit is giving me, He's giving me courage to do this. He's giving me strength to do this. He's giving me inspiration. He's drawing me on with his consolation of love. And as I bring that, right, as I'm aware of bringing that, Lord, you know, I really don't want to go pray right now. Mm-hmm. I can bring that to the Lord. I can understand that. And then the Lord can go, yeah, but you have time.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't you go, you know, mm-hmm. like, that's courage. Like, that's strength. Like, and he's taking away that obstacle of like, yeah, Lord, you know what? You're right. I'm going to accept the fact that you're calling me to pray right now, and I'll let you take care of the universe as you were before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so let me surrender into that. So, so that we can move forward in the good, in doing the good.